Sergeant Sean Griggs. I'm the Public Information Officer for the Division of Drug and Crime Control for the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
I did want to talk about the epidemic of methamphetamine in Missouri and really kind of pinpoint rural Missouri. So let's start with talking about the fact that Missouri has largely been on the map as the meth capital of the nation. In your field, what can you say? What factors contribute to this?
Well, first of all, through June this year, we are number 7 in the nation in the number of meth labs. 4 years, we were number 1 and number 2. But through June of this year, we were number 7 in the nation. Still have a meth problem, obviously. 7's not great, but 7 is better than 1. I think a large factor about that is Missouri is majorly rural. We're number 2 in the nation in the number of farms. We have over 99,000 farms in Missouri. We have over 28.3 million acres of farmland. And with that farmland and with our rural communities comes anhydrous ammonia. And the abundance of anhydrous ammonia in our state, when that method was the prevalent method for making methamphetamine, that's why we were number 1, or one of the factors why we were number 1, because anhydrous ammonia in abundance that we had. We have seen the meth lab numbers decrease in recent years. Like I mentioned, we're number 7 through June in the nation, and that's for several factors.
Talking specifically about rural communities, it talks about how it's easier for people to have meth labs out in isolated areas. Does that make a difference at all?
Yeah, it makes a difference. Criminals are opportunists. And in rural communities, not only the materials to make it, but most of our thefts are driven by drug use. And the majority of all crime is driven by that. And criminals are opportunists. That's why we have so much theft in the rural areas due to, you know, criminals being opportunists and a tractor being left out or farms being victim of crimes. Because we know criminals are opportunists, farmers and rural communities, my suggestion would be lighting, motion lights, and, you know, surveillance equipment nowadays is cheaper than it's ever been. Game cameras are cheap to help our rural communities and farmers. Maybe put a game camera up on your building to help deter some of that stuff. And the best thing to help with rural communities is to be a good neighbor. Most of our rural communities, you know, everybody is a good neighbor, but be a good neighbor and pay attention. Everybody knows their neighbors. Everybody knows what their neighbors drive. So if you see a car that you don't recognize, jot down the license plate. Write down the date and time you saw it. In a week or so, if we know something happened, we might have a place to start. If you write down that license plate number and something looks out of place, give us a call.
Absolutely. So let's talk about really how it affects people who use methamphetamine, their families, the children involved. But I really want to focus on how it deteriorates people. What can you speak to that?
Well, the health effects of someone who uses methamphetamine, a number of things, you know, hoarseness, bronchitis, lung cancer, shortness of breath, respiratory problems, weight loss, brain seizures, sweating, heart attack, stroke, all the way to death, along with emotional effects of sadness, depression, extreme paranoia, possibly schizophrenia. All those things can also be affected just by the family members as well. We know children are easier affected by chemicals and by smoke, for instance. We know about secondhand smoke, and we've also, there's a thing now, thirdhand smoke. If someone's smoking methamphetamine in a home, the effects it's having on themselves is one thing, but there is the smoke and chemicals can also affect other people in the home, including children. And fortunately, we've seen that. And if there's a meth lab in the home, no matter how big or small, those chemicals and chemical odors are being put off. And we know children have much smaller lungs than we have, and they can be affected by that in much worse ways.
How would this affect the community as far as those children being taken away and maybe put into the foster care system?
We have a policy with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Anytime we are in a home in which there has been a meth lab or methamphetamine or chemicals to make methamphetamine, that every child will be examined by medical professionals. So every time there's a meth lab or there's chemicals to make a meth lab in a home, the children aren't just handed over to family members. We have a policy that their medical personnel is contacted and they are examined many times at a medical facility before they're released, even to Division of Family Services.
Okay. So let's talk about how it affects the community. Specifically, we're going to talk about rural communities. What do you say are some of the major effects that you see, maybe financially or crime rates, how it really hits hard on a community?
I mean, the majority of crime is driven by drug abuse and drug use. And so the thefts and the stolen property, that affects our farmers, that affects our rural communities. A lot of times those things are stolen and we find out, you know, they're not insured, unfortunately. And those people are trying to earn a living, and their stuff is being stolen for someone, you know, because they're an opportunist and they want to, you know, purchase more drugs or purchase more chemicals to make drugs. That has an effect on the community, the theft rates and the crime rate.
Yeah, absolutely. So Missouri specifically, I know that you have this drug division and crime force. What else is Missouri doing to combat the meth epidemic in Missouri specifically?
We have approximately 24 drug task forces in Missouri who are at least partly funded through the Department of Public Safety, which is partnership, the sheriff's departments and local police departments along with the highway patrol. And those task forces, those agencies working together and pooling their resources for a common goal, it's how we're combating a lot of this. Investigative work done by the patrol and other Missouri law enforcement partners has found that, you know, the meth labs have gone down because the key component, pseudoephedrine, has become harder and harder for dealers to get. And one of the key factors of that is that 75 communities have implemented prescription-only ordinances for pseudoephedrine products. No matter how you make meth, the one common denominator, the one thing you have to have is pseudoephedrine. And now that that's become harder to get, I know it's a pain to show your driver's license when you want to purchase pseudoephedrine, you know, to help you get through the cold season. But that system that's been put in place is allowing investigators to track those purchases of pseudoephedrine and track those sales over a period of time. And you'll never have contact with law enforcement with purchasing cold pills to get your family through the flu season. The people that come across our radar, come up on our screen, are the people that were blocked 9 times yesterday. They were blocked twice at Walmart this morning, and now they're at Walgreens trying to buy Sudafed pills again. Those factors together have made it harder for the criminals to get the key ingredient that they need.
Do you think maybe one thing that could possibly contribute to this kind of hitting hard in rural communities is access to maybe rehab centers?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Methamphetamine changes the chemical makeup of the brain, and it is a hard drug to get off from what we've seen. It's a hard drug to get off and get clean and stay clean, and it's because of the effects it has on the brain. The brain becomes used to a large dopamine dump that is created by use of a stimulant, and it's an extreme amount of dopamine. And because of that, those people seem to not find pleasure in normal life activities, and a lot of them go back to using. The drug methamphetamine is a stimulant, and being a stimulant, it induces temporary improvements in mental and physical function. But those improvements in mental and physical functions and the feeling that people get is just that temporary. Along with that temporary comes with everything else we mentioned, heart attack, stroke, death, lung cancer, and other respiratory problems. So with that short time high and need to get high again comes all these long-term effects, not only on their body, but on their families and the community.
What people can do to help eliminate meth use in their communities? I know you talked specifically about farmers and having those motion sensors or those light sensors and just really kind of locking up those materials. Are there any other tips or any advice you have for community members in rural areas to help eliminate this epidemic?
The Missouri State Highway Patrol continues to work with local and federal law enforcement agencies to fight this dangerous drug in all its forms, but we need your help. Contact your local law enforcement or contact the Highway Patrol if you see anything suspicious. If you see something, we want you to say something. A phone number that you could contact is 866-362-6422, 866-362-6422. That's the Missouri Information Analysis Center. You can call that number with nothing is too small. You call that number with something suspicious, and we will get it to the correct area and the correct law enforcement agency. And, of course, always contact your local law enforcement and your sheriff's department.
Absolutely. All right, well, Sergeant Griggs, thank you so much for talking to us today. Is there anything you want to add on this topic that I might not have touched on today?
Nope, we're going to continue what we're doing, and we appreciate everyone's help, and we are making progress.